Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, boy.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Grand Rapids to Grand Prairie, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
But they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. How's everybody doing this morning? Got a very exciting show for you coming up this morning on the program. One of the hottest commodities, one of the hottest names in the NFL draft, quarterback Texas Tech Patrick Mahomes, is going to join us in studio coming up here on the show in about an hour from now. Pat Mahomes, his dad was Pat Mahomes, the longtime veteran pitcher in Major League Baseball. So we'll talk to Pat Mahomes, too, about where he might go in the NFL draft and if he's going to be the guy that breaks the stigma of air raid quarterbacks at the next level. Thrown for a ton of yards, ton of touchdowns. Obviously, numbers look gaudy when you come out of Texas Tech. But a lot of people think that he's going to be a very good NFL quarterback as well. And I think one of the hottest commodities, because you hear a lot about Mitch Trubisky, obviously Deshaun Watson, but some say there's going to be one aggressive general manager that loves Mahomes' side, his arm strength, his size, arm strength, and intangibles, and says, you know what? Let's move up to get that guy. And so Mahomes could go as high as the top 15 picks or so. We've also got a Trash Tuesday here on the show. So later on, next hour, if you want to take out the trash, you can do so. What are you venting about? Who are you venting about? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can always hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Hey, let's start with last night's destruction by the Golden State Warriors over the Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers were a nice story. Blazers have a fantastic young backcourt that should be very good for a very long time. Blazers lost an important piece of the puzzle to injury just before the playoffs, but there was no way they were really going to give the Warriors any trouble. They're just not on that same plane. They're just not anywhere near that same stratosphere. And all you needed to see was game three, where the Warriors trailed by 16 points midway through the third. And it was like slow lane. Okay, here's the passing lane. And the Warriors just clicked over to the passing lane and blew right by the Blazers to win game three on the road. And then last night was just the icing on the cake. But I wonder if people, because of last night's absolute incredible offensive performance, as Golden State won 128-103, they nearly led by 30 points in the first quarter. They jumped out to a 25-3 lead. It was 25-3. I wonder if people are going to look at that and say, see, you don't need Steve Kerr. because Kerr was on the sidelines again last night. I would say if there are people saying that, beware. Last night, as great as they looked and as great as they played, is not indicative of whether they need Steve Kerr or not to win a championship. To where we begin, it's your cold open.
Andre finds Durant cruising down the left wing. Puts a right-hand dribble, puts his back to the basket, finds Curry off a down screen. Another three for Steph is good. Curry with his third triple of the quarter, and it's 35-9.
There's a sense of urgency. Obviously, opportunity to close a series out, and there's a nice energy to us before the game. Kind of loose but focused.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That was Warriors radio on the call, and then Steph Curry following the game. Curry had an amazing game yet again, and a couple of bombs from downtown that just seemed like he could simply toss them in from wherever he was on the floor, and they'd hit nothing but net. Last night was a tremendous moment, I thought, for the Warriors to show that even though Kerr's not on the sideline, they understood the moment and said, if we jump on this team early, we're already up 3-0, we can demoralize a young team that we're just simply better than and end it in the first quarter. And they did. They didn't mess around. And Terry Stotts, after the game, said, this is a great team right now that has an extra sense of purpose because of what happened last year. So that really says a lot about the Warriors' internal leadership. It says a lot about Steph, about Klay, about Draymond, that they recognize, hey, let's not mess around. Let's not jerk around. Let's not let this thing go to 5 or 6 just because we're going to go back home in game 5. Let's close right now, and let's do it early. And their commitment defensively, their efficiency offensively, their focus early spoke to a champion. But beating the Blazers is not an indicator of whether you need your head coach or not. And people are going to act like this team can self-coach itself. I don't believe that. People are going to act like this team can just be on some type of cruise control because they've got the best talent in all of the NBA. They do have the best talent. They do have the deepest roster in the case of star-laden power in their starting lineup. And guys like JaVale McGee and others prove that it's not just the starters that can contribute. But what last night was not a Game 5 against the Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. This was not a Game 6 of the NBA Finals against the Cavaliers. This was not a game against the Houston Rockets where James Harden's going off and you're trying to figure out how to contain him. That is not an indicator of whether they need Kerr or not. They do. They absolutely do. And I think we get lulled into this sense of, in the NBA, coaches don't matter, players matter, because coaches come in and out all the time. Last year, the Cavaliers fired their head coach midway through the season, still won the championship. Ty Lue is a rookie head coach coaching against the Warriors, 73 wins, and they still win. I still believe that coaching in the NBA, when you're at the level of a guy like Kerr, is absolutely important. And the Warriors were great last night. But winning game 4 against a demoralized Blazers team that's the 8 seed in a 500 squad is nothing like the real challenges of the playoffs. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Jake is first up on the phones. South Carolina's 105.5. Listen to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, DA. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to get in on the Warriors conversation real quick. You know, when it gets this time of year, gets later in the playoffs, the defense really steps up for everybody. So last year, to me, it became kind of obvious that Steph Curry isn't the same player in the playoffs as he is the regular season. But the Warriors need players like Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, the guys that can body up with somebody. A couple of years ago when they won their championship, the first few games of the series, everybody was talking about how good Matthew Dellavedova is at defense because he was playing Curry hard. Nobody talks about Matthew Dellavedova. I think that the Warriors, when it gets to this time of the year, they need the big physical guys. They need the guys that can bear down when somebody's up all over them, not giving them those three-point shots. Of course, Curry.
Yeah, and you're specifically talking about a guy like Draymond Green, and that's why Draymond is the best defensive player in the NBA and why he's indispensable right now, you're right, to the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors' offensive riches never end. Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant. But even a guy like Draymond, who can shoot from the outside, is an offensive weapon. But they need desperately Draymond's harsh, stick-to-it, aggressive defense. He is indispensable to what they do. Absolutely indispensable. You're right. And what the Warriors tended to do last year was, I think, cruise because of offense and maybe sometimes get frustrated when other teams were able to limit that and not know how to fall back defensively. And that's how they got down 3-1 in the West Finals. And that's how they found themselves choking away a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. By the way, can I just give Damian Lillard some major dap here? Because Lillard, before the series, remember, said Blazers in six. I think it was Blazers in six or Blazers in five. He predicted the Blazers victory. And obviously, that didn't come to fruition, and we all thought he was crazy at the point in time that he did it. But he described why he felt that way. And he said, you have to be obsessed with trying to beat the Warriors, because you know that they're so good that they're going to be there all the time. He said this after last night's loss. That's who you're going to have to get through to get to where you want to get to. That's what it is. Lillard said, I wouldn't say it was a successful year. We got tested. I think we answered the bell. We showed some true colors by the way we fought, but I wouldn't say successful. It was growth. Lillard, you could understand, could be totally frustrated, wanting to get the hell out of Dodge, saying, I can't play any better than that, and we're still a 500 team, and we're getting smoked by the Warriors, and we nearly trailed by 30 points in the first quarter last night. But instead, Lillard said, you've got to understand that if you ever want to get out of the West, you're going to have to go through them. And for me, I understand that's what it is. It's always been that way in the NBA. I think about when the Pistons were just beating up on Michael. They were just kicking his butt every year, and he had to get through them if he wanted to get to where he wanted to get to. It just is what it is. The Warriors are going to be there. They're going to be there every year. We have to look at that and understand that we've got to get better. We've got to go get better and come back better as a group if we want to move past them. Awesome. Totally awesome perspective. Not a guy saying, I can't do it. And I couldn't even fault him if Lillard looks around and says, we'll never beat that team. That team just added Kevin Durant. We couldn't beat him before that. How could you blame him? The guy goes for 34 points basically every night of this series, and they still get stomped in four and nearly get blown out last night by 40 points. And he goes, they're going to be there. They're going to be there. We got to get better. I love that attitude from Lillard. It's one of the reasons I love Damian Lillard. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, two Eastern Conference contenders are showing how bipolar they are, and it happened again last night. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Are the glitch in the simulation.
Yeah, I don't think it's a raptor. I think it's the falafel raptor.
A falafel
raptor? The one that, like...
Yeah, that you can buy on the street in New York City, the falafel raptor? The
falafel raptor. What's it called?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, dear. Keeping a car clean is a simple, inexpensive form of maintenance. O'Reilly Auto Parts has all the cleaning and detailing products you need, including washes, waxes, leather, and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Clean Car Month. And pick up some today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Glad you're back with us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, my dad is an avid listener of the DA, although now this time slot has kind of worked into his normal workday, which is kind of tough for him. So I think his production has gone way down. Papa Amendo's production, way down last week and a half. But he's largely a big Mraz fan. Mraz, you've met Papa Amendo at a couple of the birth DAs.
I've wooed him enough with, you know, drinking some adult beverages with him that I think I've talked him into being a fan of mine.
Yes. I think he's a fan of yours. Enjoys throwing down a little rum with you, a cigar or two. He's always going to be a fan of all of that.
Nothing like a good Brooklyn rooftop with Papa Amendo.
That's right. But over the weekend, I saw him, and he says, show sounds good. Thanks, Dad. I like the new time slot. That's great. Thanks so much. He goes, but I got to ask you something. Mraz wasn't really serious about the falafel raptor, right? And I looked at my dad and I said, oh, that was serious. My dad didn't say a word and just started laughing hysterically and walked away.
It's the falafel raptor.
Oh, it's real. And it's fantastic. So we've also got Trash Tuesday coming up here next hour on the program. And about 45 minutes from now, a little bit less actually, 40 minutes from now, Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech quarterback, is going to join us in studio. Last night, the Raptors and the Wizards showed just how bipolar they are. Look, I can accept this from the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee is still young. Their best player being Giannis is still underprepared to carry the entire load of a team in the playoffs. And you could understand a Milwaukee team that's still trying to grow through, having lost Jabari Parker, trying to figure out exactly who they are and how much anybody else besides the Greek Freak can take on offensively. You could understand if Milwaukee at times looks great, at times looks terrible. I know that's what I'm getting out of Atlanta, because largely Atlanta doesn't have the talent it takes to get through and make noise of the Eastern playoffs. Dwight Howard is often a no-show. Howard is a mopey guy. And Paul Millsap and Kent Bazemore and the other guys, Dennis Schroeder, are good players. They're just not great players or good enough to get you through to the second and third round of the playoffs and really cause damage. But Toronto got to the Eastern Finals last year and is the 3 seed. And the Washington Wizards have arguably the best backcourt in all of the NBA playoffs, not called Golden State. And last night, it was a tale of two teams. But they both showed the same thing. If you watched Game 3, Toronto looked like it didn't care. It was a Raptors team that was on the road, or was it game four? Either way, last game that they played, Toronto looked like it absolutely did not care. Didn't want to be there, couldn't be bothered. Might as well have been on Mars or Venus or in Antarctica. We don't want to be here. We're not familiar with this. We'd like to go home right now. Toronto looked bothered. Toronto looked bored. Toronto wanted to leave and got smoked by the Bucks in Milwaukee in Game 3. Smoked! 104-77. And I'm sitting here going, you've got Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Serge Ibaka, and the rest of those guys. You went to the Eastern Finals last year. You've got a young Bucks team, and you can't be bothered to show up. This is a first-round playoff series. You just can't be bothered. You're just bored. You just want to lay a total egg. And then last night, the Toronto Raptors explode. And at home, in front of that crowd, they're all juiced up. They're looking great. And before you know it, DeMar DeRozan and the rest of those guys are splashing through the entire game and cruise to a victory.
Now to Powell. To Ibaka, into the corner. DeRozan for three. Good! Down the bottom of the well, and Jason Kidd wants a timeout. The Raptors stretching it out. 113-90, biggest lead of the game at 23.
Raptors radio on the call. So you look at last night and go, oh, wait a second. That's right. The Raptors are actually a very talented team. They are deep. They can play playoff basketball. You should take them seriously. But I can't. I just can't. If you are going to simply sleepwalk through games in the Eastern playoffs, they did the same thing in game one. Didn't know how to shut down Antetokounmpo. And I know he's a difficult matchup, but it's not like you hadn't ever seen him before. Now, they seem to do better trying to limit him and forcing the rest of the guys to beat him. So that's one thing you can say. And Toronto should win this series. They're the three seed. They were 20 games over 500. Milwaukee was barely 500. The six seed. They should win. They're up 3-2. Toronto should be able to close this thing out. But I just don't trust the Raptors in the next round, nor do I trust them if they get beyond that, because they just have this tendency to basically turn it on when they want to, and when they don't, act like they'd rather not be there. So on the flip side, there's Washington. The Wizards, when you watch Bradley Beal and John Wall, just absolutely breathtaking. It's a bunch of guys that play at a rapid rate. I mean, watching John Wall play is like watching the old John Elway quarterback on Nintendo on like super, super fast mode when John Elway would get in and just run around the entire screen all day. I mean, his next level, his next gear is incredible. But last night, every time the Wizards had a chance to close to within a possession, their defense was so lackadaisical, just leaving Hawks open to make shots. So lazy in getting over to their man. Never on ball, never forcing tempo defensively. And I'll tell you, that's another reason it's very difficult to trust Washington. At times, boy, do they look good. And at times like last night, you go, if you'd like to win a very important game to take a 3-1 series lead, this would be a good time to do it. You'll go back home up 3-1, have a chance to close out in the first round. But instead, down three, Atlanta brings it down. Nobody wants to cover Schroeder. He just drops down to three. Oh, nice. Need a big rebound. There's three different Wizards around. Oh, Paul Millsap gets it. Chucks it up. Gets fouled. Three-point play. Every time they needed to stop and they needed to commit and they needed more, they did not get it. And that's why the Cavaliers, they might not be as good as they have in the last 2 years. They might have their flaws. They might be tired. But when you look at the Cavs' ability to simply close because of LeBron, and you think about them against Toronto or a team like Washington, both those squads could be dangerous, but they just can't put it all together consistently. When we return, your best audio of the day. It is sound check time, including Deshaun Watson wondering why he is the quarterback everybody is forgetting about. All he did was win the national championship. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
New time slot, same great taste.
DA, what's going on, man? Loving the new time slot. Super pumped that you're bringing back Target Demo Friday. I think that's pretty awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's awesome, all right. Remember, you could always find us streaming if your local affiliate doesn't have us on, or maybe you're outside of your normal listening area. Take us with you on your phone. Listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want to. Use the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. That all streams the show as well as the rest of CBS Sports Radio. You can also watch us by going to the webcast watchda.com. And I highly encourage that. When we have Patrick Mahomes join us in studio, Texas Tech quarterback, he'll join us at the top of the hour. A guy that's rising up draft boards because people love his size at 6'3". They love his arm strength. Apparently, he can throw 65 yards while kneeling, but have question marks about the air raid offense and whether that translates to the next level. Mraz, you've done a million hours of film work, at least more than Warren Sapp. So I know you're a big Davis Webb guy at a Cal.
Big Davis Webb guy. I've really warmed to Trubisky as well.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm still lukewarm on Trubisky. Mahomes, what do you think?
I like Mahomes. Good gun, good everything, but I have to bat something about the Big 12 quarterback and playing in the air raid offense. It does give me pause. I know everybody's trying to come up with excuses to cover up for it, and I know NFL teams run basically spread offenses now. But I do hold my breath. The only thing, though, he does come from professional pedigree with his father, and I think that could help him mental-wise in the NFL with his mental makeup.
Totally. Absolutely right. I mean, look at guys like Steph Curry. Look at guys like Klay Thompson. This is just recent pieces of the puzzle, but we've seen young men come from fathers that know the bit, that know the game, and the bloodlines obviously help. Look at Lonzo Ball. I mean, now LeVar never played to the level that the other dads did, but there is a piece of the puzzle that I think is valuable when your parents have experienced it, gone through it, and you're kind of the next version, ready to adapt, ready to understand, and you have the physical attributes. But Mahomes' physical abilities, I mean, jump off the charts at you. They really do. He's big, he's thick, he's got the arm strength, and he's got confidence, but he doesn't have an arrogance. There's a lot to like about Pat Mahomes. I totally get what you're saying about air raid because I have the same concern, so we'll talk to Patrick about that coming up here. So Trubisky is now your number one quarterback. I still like Deshaun Watson as my number one.
Yeah, for me, it's Trubisky's my number one. My Davis Webb love affair is more that he's under the radar, and I think he's going to be a good pro. But if you're asking me of all the quarterbacks who I think has the best career when all is said and done, for me, it's Trubisky.
Have you come down off of your O.J. Howard's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer?
Nope, he's the one guy I circle and say Hall of Famer.
Okay. Let's bring in your sound check, boys and girls.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Let's start with Madison Bumgarner, who admits that he hurt his shoulder and is on the DL now for a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months, because he fell off of an ATV on his off day.
Obviously, that was not my intentions when we set out to enjoy the off day. But, I realize that's definitely not the most responsible decision I made. You know, it sucks not being able to be out here with my guys. We don't really know yet. We're just trying to take it slow and see where we're at.
So it was a dirt bike that he was riding on his off day with a couple of relatives. He falls off, hits a dirt patch, injures his shoulder. I got to tell you, we kill athletes for doing dumb things all the time. This is a really dumb thing. I know Bumgarner is that horse lassoing, old school guy, that cowboy that rides in and saves the day, swashbuckling, spitting tobacco, looking down the barrel of a rifle, sitting there like John Wayne on the mound. But this is stupid. You're in the middle of a season. Your arm, your body is worth millions of dollars. And riding on a dirt bike through the woods is not normally going to be the smoothest ride. I realize you probably feel invincible. I realize it's never happened before. But we kill athletes for bad decisions. Bumgarner deserved to be in that category. This was a bum decision by him. And now he's going to be out a couple of months. Could you imagine if it caused, and hopefully it doesn't because I really like watching him pitch. Could you imagine if it caused long-term damage? A guy that is destined for the Hall of Fame one of the great big game pitchers of all time, the greatest of this generation. If he injures his shoulder irreparably because he wants to ride a dirt bike, stupid. And I know you say you got to let these guys live, got to let these guys live. Well, yeah, sure, you can. But for him, he's risking millions of dollars and all of that for a dirt bike ride. I mean, play Xbox 360. I'm sure there's some type of dirt bike thing on there. There's probably an app to play a dirt bike race. Russell Westbrook had a really good retort, I thought, when he was asked about Rockets players on the bench who were laughing at his teammate, Andre Roberson, for missing all those free throws.
I didn't see it at all. Probably the guys that don't play, probably over there, the ones laughing, if I had to guess.
I love that. Probably the guys that don't play, and he's right. He was absolutely right. Go back and watch that footage. The players on the bench of the Rockets that were laughing like hyenas when Roberson was missing free throws because they were putting him at the line for the hack of Roberson were the ones in full warm-ups at the end of the bench closest to the baseline that never got in. I love that response from Westbrook. Love it. In other words, yeah, keep laughing at the guy that's actually playing. Yeah, all you scrubs that are not playing, keep laughing at the guy that is playing. I love that defense by Westbrook. Absolutely love it. And finally, Deshaun Watson was with Gio and Jones here on CBS Sports Radio, being asked about why Mitch Trubisky keeps being mentioned as the top quarterback in the draft.
To be honest, it feels kind of disrespectful. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I kind of, you know, stay in my own lane and just kind of, you know, look at it in a positive way. Hey, if that's who they want to take, then, hey, best of luck to them. They just have to find out the hard way whatever we play against, and that's how that's how it's got to be. But I just kind of, you know, at the same time, it's kind of annoying how they see that, and you know, I just kind of go, you know, that's their opinions.
I really like Deshaun Watson, and I've talked about this before. I think he checks all of the boxes you want and you need to be successful at the next level, and that's your sound check. You know, for Deshaun Watson, one thing keeps sticking out in my mind. Alabama had a 14-point lead in the national championship game. They had the best defense all season long in the entire country. They scored more points normally with their defense than they would give up or allow for the opposing offense. That in other words, if they just put their defense on the field and punted every time they got the ball, they would still win football games because they created that much offense with their defense and allowed that little. Deshaun Watson was staked to a 14-0 deficit against that defense. On the biggest stage, a year after, that defense saw him and he beat him and did a game for the ages. And by the fourth quarter, he had them winded. He had them running. He had them backpedaling. Now, I realize college success doesn't necessarily translate to NFL success, or else Tim Tebow would be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But it's not fair to lump him in with Tim Tebow or Johnny Manziel, because Johnny Manziel had all of the issues off the field. Personality-wise, all the demons, all the drugs, all the boozing, all the celebrity. Deshaun Watson doesn't have any of that. On top of it, you could say that Johnny Manziel was too small, couldn't take the rigors, couldn't take the pounding, couldn't see over the offensive line. Can't say that about Deshaun Watson. Tim Tebow didn't have the arm, didn't have the accuracy. Can't say that about Deshaun Watson. The guy threw for 4,000 yards last season, 41 touchdowns. The guy was as dangerous through the air as he was on the ground with his legs. He also understands, because of his agility, how to move a pocket, how to extend a play, how to create space where he needs it. I think he's legit, man. I really do. I think he's legit. The two quarterbacks that, to me, are the most interesting in this draft are Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Those are the two guys I feel are the most interesting. I feel are the best rated for success. I feel like those two guys have an enormous opportunity to really do big things in the NFL. We'll have complete coverage here on CBS Sports Radio of the NFL draft coming up on Thursday night. Gio and Jones are going to be anchoring our coverage. And then on Friday, when we log back on the air at 9 a.m. Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio, we'll have a complete breakdown of what happened in the first round. And I'll tell you, what's going to happen in the first round is likely the man to my right is going to get drafted. Joining us is Texas Tech quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
You got it. My pleasure. Thanks for joining us. It is good to see you. How's the media tour been going?
It's been going good. I'm just kind of making the tour, like you said, and trying to get my name out there, try to show everyone why I should go in the first round, like you said earlier.
Is it ever overwhelming because you have so many interviews lined up or travel or whatever?
No, I feel like Texas Tech prepared me well, as well as just watching my dad do it, playing professional baseball. I mean, you know that this is what you have to do when you go to the pros, so I've kind of just tried to enjoy it and embrace it.
See, that's such an interesting part of it, that you saw your dad play 11 years in Major League Baseball. So the whole Major League or NFL professional media glare, that's not all that surprising to you because you've seen it for so long, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen Alex Rodriguez, I've seen Derek Jeter and them go through it. I've seen all my dad's friends, I've seen my dad. I mean, it's something where, I mean, you do it. I've been sitting over there in the studio watching my dad do it since I was 5 years old, so I've seen it before.
Yeah, did your dad like doing all the media obligations, or was it just something that you have to do because you're part of the whole equation?
I think he liked it. Yeah. It was more he liked getting to talk on radio and doing that stuff.
Yeah, your dad had a big personality,
yes,
so
sir.
He didn't mind answering questions and being out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. He had a big personality, and he loves just to get out there and, I mean, just talk to people.
Do you feel like you have that personality from your dad, or you're more your mom's personality?
Kind of in between both. I feel like I like talking. I like talking to people, and I can kind of relate with everybody, but at the same time, I like to do stuff myself and do those things as well.
Did you not play baseball because you wanted to create your own path away from your dad that played baseball?
I mean, it definitely was a part of it, but for me, it was just more about loving football. I mean, I loved football, and I loved playing quarterback especially. And so I decided that I didn't love baseball as much as I love football, so I'm going to go play something that I love to do.
Interesting. Texas Tech quarterback Patrick Mahomes joins us here on the show. When was that you realized that football was the passion and baseball was just kind of something that you did because you were really good at baseball as well?
It was probably my senior year. I held on to baseball one more year through my freshman year of college, but when I was there the freshman year of college, I knew I didn't want to be there. I knew I wanted to be at the football field, and everything encompasses that all the time. And I made all the practices in football, was missing baseball games, so you knew I loved football more. But, I mean, it was just something where I wasn't going to quit on the coach who had basically offered me to come play for the baseball team.
Yeah. So that wasn't an easy sell for your mom, though, right? Because your mom was a little leery on you playing football because of the contact and everything. She kind of was like, oh, you know, baseball would really be pretty good for you.
Yeah, I mean, she loves watching football, but I don't think she loves watching me get hit. So, yeah. I mean, it's something where she just wants the best for me, but she's been supportive of everything I've done.
Did you have to convince her at all?
Not really. I mean, her and my dad have both really kind of just put it all up to me on every decision I've made, and they just say, hey, whatever you do, just be the best at it.
Well, it's worked out for you, obviously, and so now you're one of the most talked about quarterbacks in this draft. Do you feel like you're under the radar? Do you feel like you're underrated? Do you feel like people are talking about you? How do you feel?
I mean, I really just try not to worry about it. I mean, there's some people like me, some people don't like me. I can't really handle that. All I can do is go out in the field and prove what I am and what I can be.
It's interesting because your numbers are obviously eye-popping, and you're going to stick around with us. So next segment, we'll talk more about the offense and the air raid and all of that type of stuff. But when you hear what is being said about you as a draft prospect, you go, okay, that makes sense, or do you hear some stuff that you roll your eyes going, oh, God, they don't know what they're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, both of it, definitely. I mean, there's some stuff that they say that I know I've been working on and I know that I need to get better at, but there's some stuff where they kind of just stereotype me as that typical air raid quarterback when they don't understand how much I actually do and how much I really take care of at the line and how much I understand offense and the defenses that I'm playing against.
Can that be frustrating when you hear things that are said about you that you're like, that's not even true?
Not really. I mean, every coach I meet with, I get to explain to them, and those are the people that really count. If you want to know, the media can can kind of say what they want to say, but they haven't really talked to me and understood everything that I'm actually doing.
When you speak to coaches, do you feel like they've got a better understanding after that about what you were able to do when you're able to kind of communicate that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I feel like I've really been able to really show how well I process information, as well as how much I've done and understood at Texas Tech. And that's really what I feel like has helped me go up the draft boards and rise up, and because they've understood that I'm actually doing a lot of those things and I'm not just looking at signs on the sideline.
Will you be at the draft?
No, I'm actually staying home and having a party with my family.
I like that. A lot of guys have been doing that this year.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to be more family-based and celebrate with them.
Texas Tech quarterback Patrick Mahomes is going to stick around and join us next segment here in studio. So watch it online, watchda.com. We'll talk about the air raid, and he's going to teach us something about having a baseball career that we desperately need. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.